The Food and Drug Administration has ordered one of the country's biggest processors of donated human tissue to recall tissue processed on or after October 3, 2001. The tissues involved are used in transplants. The FDA says the company, CryoLife, cannot ensure that the human tissue it processes is free of bacterial and fungal contamination. The FDA says 26 people have developed serious infections after transplants of the tissues. One person died after receiving cartilage from CryoLife during knee surgery. The company has appealed the FDA's order. Dr. Daniel Jernigan at the CDC was in charge of investigating the infections. He joins us now from Atlanta. Dr. Jernigan, how did you determine there were problems with CryoLife's operation?
We initiated this investigation back in November after hearing of a patient that had very severe infection in the knee, which was associated with sudden death. And through that, we did identify that the tissues that were used to reconstruct that patient's knee were allografts, that is, that they came from a cadaver. That was concerning to us, and so we followed up with the tissue processor that provided that tissue. And through a series of communications with them and with others, we were able to identify that there may have been problems with the processing of their tissues.
So what was the problem with the process?
They were using antibiotics to kill any bacteria that might be on some of these tissues. But in culturing those tissues after they had been treated, there was a great likelihood that they were masking the presence of some remaining bacteria on those tissues. So the processes that they were using to try and detect any remaining bacteria may have been masking the presence of bacteria.
Tell us what kind of process ought to occur to make sure that these harvested tissues are safe for transplants.
Well, we believe that tissues, if they can be sterilized, should be. And there are currently different processes that are available for tissue processors. But for those tissues that cannot be sterilized, there are some fresh tissues that are used, then we recommend that the culturing of those tissues be performed prior to their being treated with a lot of antibiotics to determine if there is any burden of bacteria on the tissue.
Now, as I recall it, this patient was from Minnesota, and he died after receiving a transplant from a body that had been unrefrigerated for 19 hours after death. And then the body was refrigerated and the tissue harvested. Can you safely harvest tissue from a body that's been dead for 19 hours and unrefrigerated?
It's very difficult to say because there are different processes that occur at the time of procurement that might contribute to greater likelihood of contamination. For this patient, the body of that donor was refrigerated at 19 hours and the tissues were procured at 23 and a half hours after death. Many states and the American Association of Tissue Banks recommend that the refrigeration of a body occur before 12 hours and that any procurement of tissues occur before 24 hours are over.
You're recalling, or the FDA is recalling, tissue back through October of 2001. What about people who've received the tissue in transplants already? What should they do?
The risk to any one patient is very small. But for certain patients that have received these grafts, we do want them to be aware that if they do have signs of infection, redness around the site of the surgery, fever, things like that, that they notify their physicians very quickly and that the physicians understand that these tissues are not sterile and therefore they should cover with antibiotics these patients.
Thanks very much, Dr. Jernigan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Dr. Daniel Jernigan is an epidemiologist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta.